Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. It is so extremely important, and I know we say this day after day, but it is. So I'm going to continue to reiterate every single day of this year how important it is for us to be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. Because in the Word is all the answers of life. There are so many things that we endure that are so perplexing. And if we would just yield ourselves to God Almighty, we would find that those answers are before us every single time. And yes, sometimes it does take some waiting in order to get what we have need of, but no matter what we do, we're going to have to wait anyway. So it's better to wait for God, the one who has all of our supply, than to continue being perplexed and get in a state where we're depressed instead. And of course, that's not helpful, because I've actually been depressed before, and it is horrible and actually horrifying. You actually feel as if you are totally isolated and alone and nobody understands. But God always, Jesus always understands our plight, and He is there all the time when nobody else is able to reach us, when nobody else is able to understand. Jesus is there no matter what it is that we're enduring, no matter how much it feels like nobody else can touch where we are. We're talking to them, we're trying to express it, and they just don't get it. Does get it. He understands. He understands our passions. He understands our doubts. He understands our fears, and He is there. It says so many times in the Word of God for us not to be afraid, not to be dismayed, not to be disheartened, because He is there. Amen. He told us to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. And that's why we're spending a year in the Word, so we can get greater understanding of who He is and who we are in Him. Because many times the reason that we go through the things in the way that we do is because we don't understand who we are. But we are the creation of God Almighty. He has purposed each and every one of us in the earth for greatness. He has not purposed us to be impoverished. He has purposed us to be great, all of us. So we must get that understanding that He is our salvation. He is our deliverance. No matter what we see, He is our deliverer. Glory to God. So it's important, again, that we be readers, hearers, and most of all doers of the Word of God, because in His Word, we will find those answers to life's questions and the hope for all humanity, all humanity, all of it. And I just want to thank you and calm myself down, because I'm excited. Hallelujah, because the Lord has been good to me. Everything in my life right now, of course, is not good, because life happens to me just like it does to you. But you know what? I know the Lord liveth, and I know there is a miracle and a breakthrough for my life around the corner, and there is one awaiting you as well. So thank you for joining me on this journey through the Word of God. Amen. Today we will be reading from Isaiah chapters 23 through 28. Let's pray. Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, always giving you thanks and giving you praise for allowing us to be, for giving us an opportunity to come before you in the Word of God. Oh, Lord, for giving us understanding and wisdom, Lord God, to take back these words, to take back this knowledge, and to talk to you about it, those things that are perplexing to us, to lift them up before you, because every answer is in your mouth. Oh, Lord God, and our ears are waiting to hear. Lord, now open our ears and our hearts that we might hear and perceive, that we might understand what it is that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking even right now. Oh, Lord God, help us to see and not miss every miracle and every opportunity that you've set before us to know you better and to know you more. Lord, your word says if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord God, once again, as we've been on every single day of this year,
standing before your presence, oh God, coming into your word, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to remake us, reshape us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to move according to your standard and not the standards that we see in the world, but that you have perfected from the very beginning. Be it unto us even right now, oh God. Now open our hearts, Lord, as we read through Isaiah 20, chapters 23 through 28, so that we see and we know and we understand our history, that we know where we came from, so that we know where we're going. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in every single life, God, in every listener right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send forth a legion of angels into the atmosphere, Lord God, to break up, Lord God, every trouble, to break up the confusion, Lord God, and to bring peace right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace and life into the atmosphere right now in Jesus' name, oh God. Oh, Lord, every place where death has come, Lord God, let the wind of life blow through, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and move and sweep out every discouraging word, every discouraging circumstance right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let your peace come alive in that atmosphere even right now. Oh Lord God, we give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise for that you are doing in the midst of us all. Lord, though it may not look good to our eyes, our heart feared, because you are there and you have never left us. Oh, Lord God, and we're thanking you, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, because you are our provision. You are our strength. You are our hope. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, the pioneer and perfecters of our soul. Lord God, that is you, and we give you glory today. We thank you, oh God, as we go forth in your word. We give you glory, 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 hallelujah, honor and praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray all these things. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are reading from Isaiah 23, Isaiah 23 through 28. I'm sorry. And I am reading again from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. We give him glory and honor today because he is worthy. He alone is worthy of the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Starting at chapter 23, the burden against Tyre. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no harbor. From the land of Cyprus it is revealed to them. Be still, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, whom those who cross the sea have filled, and on great waters the grain of Shihor. The harvest of the river is her revenue, and she is a marketplace for the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for this thing, I do not labor nor bring forth children, neither do I rear young men, nor bring up virgins. When the report reaches Egypt, they also will be in agony at the report of Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, you inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is from ancient days, whose sea carried her far off to dwell? Who has taken his counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the honorable of the earth? The Lord of hosts has purposed it to bring dishonor, the pride of all glory, to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Overflow through your land like the river, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord has given us commandment against Canaan to destroy its strongholds. And he said, you will rejoice no more. O you oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon, arise, cross over to Cyprus. There also you have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans was not. Assyria founded it for wild beasts of the desert. They set up its towers. They raised its palaces, and it is brought it to ruin. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. Now it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. And at the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take a harp, go about this city, you forgotten harlot. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered. And it shall be at the end of 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire and commit fornication with all of the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured, nor it will not be treasured, nor laid up for her gain will be for those who dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently and for fine clothing. Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste abroad its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with its master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The new wine fails and the vine languishes. All the merry-hearted sigh. The mirth of the tambourine ceases. The noise of the jubilant ends. The joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up, so that none may go in. There is a cry for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city, desolation is left, and the gate is stricken with destruction. When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore, glorify the Lord in the dawning light. The name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastland of the sea. From the ends of the earth, we have heard songs. Glory to the righteous. But I said, I am ruined, ruined, woe to me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Indeed, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise fall in the pit, and he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of the exalted ones, and on the earth the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and will be shut up in prison. After many days, they will be punished. Then the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth.
For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you, for you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, from the blast of the terrible ones, is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, the rebuke of his people. He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain, the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, as a straw is trampled down for the refuse heap. He will spread out his hands in their midst, as a swimmer reaches out to swim, and he will bring down their pride, together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of all the high forts of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, almost upright. You weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments. O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for your and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. By my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed, and their envy of the people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. O Lord, our God, masters beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead. They will not live. They are deceased. They will not rise. Therefore, you have punished and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble they have visited you.
They poured out a prayer when you chastening was upon them, as a woman with child is in pain and cries in her pangs when she draws near the time of her delivery. So have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live together with my dead body. They shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. In that day, the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, keep it. I water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together, or let them take of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. Israel shall blossom and bud of the world with fruit. Has he struck Israel as he struck those who struck him? Or has he been slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by him? In measure, by sending it away, you contend with it. He removes it by his rough wind. And the day of the east wind. Therefore, this, the iniquity of Jacob will be covered, and this in all the fruit of taking away his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altars like chalk stones that are beaten to the dust. Wooden images and intense altars shall not stand. Yet the fortified cities will be desolate, the habitation forsaken and left like wilderness. There the calf will feed, and there it will lie down and consume its branches. When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he who made them will not have mercy on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will thresh from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt. And you will gather one by one, O you children of Israel. So it shall be in that day. The great trumpet will be blown. They will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcasts of the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. To the crown of the proud, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, whose is at the head of the verdant valleys, and those who are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, like a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, like a flood of the mighty waters overflowing, who will bring them down to the earth with his hand. The crown of the proud, the drunkards of Ephraim will be trampled underfoot. And the glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valley, like the first fruit before the summer, which an observer sees. He eats it up while it is still in his hand. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. But they are also heirs through wine and through intoxicating drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in the vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breast. For precepts must be upon precepts, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he's the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught. Therefore, the word of the Lord, you scornful man who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with Sheol, we are in agreement. It will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you. For morning by morning, it will pass over, and by night, and by day, and by night, it will be a terror just to understand the report. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the covering so narrow that that one cannot wrap himself in it. For the Lord will rise up as at Mount Perazim, and he will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his unusual act. Now, therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction determined even upon the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman keep plowing all the day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clods? When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin, plant the wheat in rows and barley in the appointed place and the spelt in its place? For he instructs him in right judgment. His God teaches him. For the black cumin is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is it cartwheel rolled over the cumin. But the black cumin is beaten out with a stick and the cumin with a rod. Bread flour must be ground. Therefore, he does not thresh it forever, break it with his cartwheel, or crush it with his horsemen. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. I have read and you have heard from Isaiah
chapters 23 through 28. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. Join me again on tomorrow for a word of encouragement and another installment in a year in the word. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen.